हरिः ॐ सहनवतु सहनौ भुनक्थु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसरि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Jai. So then we have, what do you call it? So now we're on the songs of the Vaishnavacharyas, Chaitanya-Upanayanam. So then we're let me say. Page 50, or maybe page 51, on the Ishta Deva Vigyapti. So Ishta Deva Vigyapti from Prarthana. Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharir, Hari Hari bolite nayane bhabe nir. When will that opportune moment come to me? When there will be shivering of the body as soon as I chant Lord Gauranga's name. And after the shivering, while chanting Hare Krishna, when will be their tears pouring down from my eyes? Arkabe nitai chander karuna hoibe samsara bashana more mora kabe tuchahabe. And when will Nityananda bestow his causeless mercy upon me so that my desire for material enjoyment will become very insignificant? When will that time come? Vishaya charira kabe shudahabe man kabe hama herabo shri brindavan. When my mind is completely purified, being free from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love of Radha Krishna, and then my spiritual life will be successful. Raghunatha Rupa Raghunatha pade hoibe akuti kabe hama bhujabo se jugala piriti. When shall I be very much eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? One has to learn of the conjugal loving affairs of Radha and Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis. Yeah, so we see this here is that by Lord Nityananda's grace means that you're trying absorbed in Lord Chaitanya. Then by getting Lord Nityananda's grace, then one will be disinterested in the material life. Being purified of material life, then one will be able to appreciate what do you call it? Then one can appreciate, will be able to understand Vrindavan, right? Because of that. And then you have then the opportunity to obtain to Radha and Krishna, understanding of Radha and Krishna's love affairs, that can be. But that will come left when we're eager to study the books of the Goswamis, to learn about Radha and Krishna's pastimes from them. Right, we see that's the system. By Nityananda Prabhu's grace, you'll get free from material desire. One will be able to understand Vrindavan. Then that sets the foundation for understanding Radha and Krishna's pastimes. How is that? By studying the books left by the six Goswamis. Right. So therefore, we see as Srila Prabhupada has given us certain books, the essential points from those books he's written into his purports. But then he's also recommended to go deeper into these topics. You know, he's particularly mentioned certain books like that. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Mora Ash Prartana Korore Sada Narottama Das. Narottama Das always longs to remain at the lotus feet of Srila Rupa and Raghunatha Das Goswamis. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This song was sung by Narottam Das Thakur, a great devotee and acharya in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, the disciplic succession coming down from Lord Chaitanya. Narottam Das Thakur has written many songs which are recognized as authoritative by all Vaishnavas. He has sung these songs in simple Bengali, but the purport, the deep meaning of his songs is very significant. In this song, he says, Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharir. One has attained the perfection of chanting as soon as he chants the holy name of Lord Gauranga, who initiated this Sankirtan movement. Oh, wait a minute. One has attained the perfection of chanting when as soon as he chants the holy name of Gauranga, who initiated the Sankirtan movement. At once there is shivering in his body. This is not to be imitated, but Narottam Das Thakur is asking, when will that opportune moment come to us when there will be shivering in the body as soon as we chant Lord Gauranga's name? And after the shivering, Hari Hari Bolite Nayan, Nayane Bhabe Nir. While chanting Hare Krishna, there will be tears in the eyes. Here you have the one, you have the English near, and here you have the Bengali near. So we should probably change to the Bengali since it's in Bengali. No, yeah.
Maharaj, I'll do that.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking near. Wow, the same spelling, you know. Then he says, Ar kabe nitai chadder, karuna hoibe. We are all asking about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda is supposed to be the original spiritual master. So we have to approach Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. What is the symptom of a person who has achieved the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda? Narottam Das Thakur says that the symptoms of one who has actually received the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda is that he has no more material desire. Or kabe nitai chader karuna hoibe samsara bashana mor kabe tuchahabe. Samsara bashana means desire for material enjoyment. And Narottam Das wonders when it will become very insignificant. Of course, as long as we have bodies, we will have to accept many material things, but not in the spirit of enjoyment, but only to keep body and soul together, right? So as long as the body's there, you have to take care of it. But it's about just maintaining. It's not about the mood of enjoyment. One's rendering service. That's the point there. So when that becomes reduced down to just you see is how much you need to do and all that, then there. So the prominent point is the aspect connected to Krishna. Like we see when Lord Chaitanya and his devotees are taking prasad, then they're glorifying the taste because Krishna's tasted it. And so they're seeing it in the context of Krishna. Right? So that becomes, then they see the service that's there rather than, wow, this is good, you know, like that. But you're appreciating Krishna. So it is service. It's always there. What we see is that it even goes more and more where you see it's more focused on Krishna's that taste. Narottam Das says further, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti. When shall I be very much eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? Akuti means eagerness, because Rupa Goswami is the father of devotional service. He has written a book called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in which there are nice directions on devotional service. These topics are also dealt with in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books, and we have given the summary of those directions in our book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. One has to learn of the conjugal loving affairs of Radha and Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis. Narottam Das Thakur directs us not to try to understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna by our own endeavor. We should try to understand this jugala piditi, conjugal love, under the direction of the Goswami. So you have to, under the Goswamis. So then that point becomes very important, that you're not going to understand on your own. It's through them. Then, how is that? Okay, and so what are the teachings? He says, Rupa Goswami is the father of devotional service. That means of the six Goswamis, he'll be the lead. And of that, the books is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is the book that's specifically on devotional service. So many others will be supportive, and that are bringing out various aspects to be appreciated, but this will be the main. And in there, when he says you take up devotional service, he says you approach the previous acharyas through your acharya. So then through the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, then we can understand Rupa Goswami's and that. So if we just also, just like we just on our own try to study about Radha and Krishna, we won't understand. When you study about it through Rupa Goswami and the Goswamis, now that's on the path. But even that, it has to be through our Acharya. So approaching the six Goswamis, not through Srila Prabhupada, we won't understand. Like that. We may think we will. We may think, I can do whatever I like. And yes, you can do whatever you like, but that's what the material world's for. Is the material world's for those who like to do whatever they like. And then going to the spiritual world, that's those who do what Krishna likes. And how are you doing it as Krishna likes? As the servant of the servant. You know, as we saw Jiva Goswami is pointing out. So when we see ourselves as the servant of the servant, you know, of Srila Rupa Goswami, you know, serving Lord Chaitanya by the grace of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And in this way, then we see that Radha and Krishna. Then it becomes perfect. But otherwise, if you don't follow it in this, it won't work so well. As long as the mind is too much absorbed in materialistic thought, one cannot enter into the kingdom of Vrindavan, right? So that's the point. If it's material, how do you get into Vrindavan? And then in Vrindavan, by the grace of the Lord's associates, then you can learn about Radha Krishna, right? That's why the first point, Shravana Das, says you understand who you are, what is that, what's this holy Dham and everything like that. Then only you can start going into specifics. And that comes by the association of the Lord's associates. So it's the same process. It's not giving something different here. If we don't accept it on the platform of sadhana, we won't be any more successful on the platform on higher levels of supposed spontaneous devotional service or Bhava Bhakti. Bhava Bhakti is exactly the same. You're in the spiritual world. You have the associate. You have that position. Now, when you get if you really want to please Krishna, then you get the association of the Lord's eternal associates. Then from them, you learn this mood. So the point is we're only going to learn the mood of Radha and Krishna from the Goswamis anyway. So if we've already started that process here, it just means we're so much more ahead when we get there. But if we think, no, I can do whatever I want here, however I want, and approach not according to what Rupa Goswami says, then, you're on your own. Good luck. You know, like that. If you say, well, there's other lines and other approaches and all that, we can go to other sampradayas and other gurus. Yes, you can. But the point is one, if they're bona fide, they'll get you there. If they're not bona fide, you're not getting there. And if they're bona fide, it doesn't mean that they're going to the same place we're going. We have to remember, Goloka is very big, right? And so therefore there's plenty of space for everybody. But if we want to be serving, in this particular mood that we're serving, following Srila Prabhupada, following the Goswamis, then we have a method. If you want to go in some other way, you can. But then the question comes is, since the Lord says the servant's dear, and then those who identify as servant of the servant, then they become also very dear. So we want to follow in those lines. If we want to do our own thing, then not as dear. Yeah. Right? So that's the point. You first have to get into the kingdom of Vrindavan. That means remove material desires so that you're able to appreciate the transcendentalness of the Dham, how the Lord performs his pastimes. But Narottam Das Thakur says, Vishaya charira kabe shudahaviman kabe hama herabo shri Vrindavan. When the mind is completely purified, being freed from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, and then my spiritual life will be successful. Does that complete that purport?
Maharaj, it is two different purports,
Oh, I see. So he's saying it twice and he did it in two different ones.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Actually, the song that you are reading, Maharaj, is not Istadev, is Lila Masayami Partana. But
oh, it's Dava, a different one.
Yes, Pandava, he
made
a mistake.
Here, Golaga Palaka Sarir, then Arkabi Nita Chander, Arkabi Nita Chander, Vishay Chariya, Rupa Raghunath, Rupa Raghunath. Has the same.
Maharaj, the purport he put of a different. Different verse, Maharaj. Different song purport he put. Prabhupada's purport is of a different verse in that main book.
But it's the same song, though. He's still saying the words of the same song.
What you read, Maharaj, it was the song and the right book of the song we're reading.
Oh, and in the book, it's the song with a different purport.
Yes, yes, Maharaj.
Oh, it's Hari Hari Bifale Janamadaina.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Oh, okay, okay. And but we already did this song? Hari Hari Bifale?
No.
And is it in the songbook here?
Not in the study guide. It is in the songbook like that, but it's not in the study guide. Yes.
So this comes somewhere else, or how does it work?
I don't know. The next one.
This verse, if it is Narottam Das Thakur's, will cover in Prarthana, Maharaj.
Okay. And but is it okay? This song, yes, Narottam Das. Oh, so it'll come up in the book.
Yes, okay. Yes.
What is that little? What does the tick yes mean? Have it says there's a little check mark and yes up in the corner of your screen. No, something new. Yeah, it's also over there. You're doing the recording or something?
Yes, Maharaj. Whoever is the host, he will be recording.
Oh, you get the green little tick.
Yes.
Okay. See, that's the perks of being the host. You get the tick. So that was the last song in the book then.
One song, Maharaj. Page number 52-53. Page 52-53. That is in the book. These two pages only we added in the, because something else. Page 52.
Oh, okay. No, but you're saying that this comes somewhere else. So then we would go to page 53. Shri Shri Gauran Nitanander Daya. That one, right?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay. And then... this is just a early printing of this. Okay, so I don't have
papers.
To read this and then go back and read this.
No.
Okay.
You can directly open the book.
All righty. Okay. So just like you get a tick for being the host, I get to open the book. You know, that's my perk, okay. Sri Gaura Nityananda Doya. The Mercy of Sri Gaura and Nityananda from Damali by Lochan Das Thakur. Paramakaruna Pahu Duijana Nitai Gaura Chanda. Sava Avatara Sara Shiromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. Lord Nitai and Lord Gaura Chandra are very merciful. They are the essence of all incarnations. The specific significance of these incarnations is that they introduced a process of chanting and dancing that is simply joyful. Bhajo Bhajo Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Suridha Vishwasa Kori Vishaya Chariya Se Rasa Majiya Muke Bolo Hari Hari. My dear brothers, I request that you just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. If one wants to be Krishna conscious by this process, one has to give up his engagement in sense gratification. become absorbed in worshiping Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and simply chant Hare Krishna, oh Hare Hare, without any material motive. Deka ore bhai tribhuvane nai emona doyala data pashu paki jure pashana vidhare shuni jhara guna gata. My dear brothers, just try to examine this. Within the three worlds, there was no one like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda. Their merciful qualities are so great that upon hearing them, even birds and beasts cry and stones melt. Samsara, samsare majia, rohili poriya, sepade nahilo ash. Apana karama gunjaye shamana, kahoye lochana das. But I, Lochan Das, regret that I am entrapped by sense gratification. I have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And therefore, Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by this movement. Right. So this is important, is that we're not getting attracted because we're not allowed to get attracted, or we're getting attracted because the Lord is very kind and allowing us to get attracted. So when we give up that material desire, because otherwise sometimes it comes up as that, oh, but you know, things that we do as devotees, people won't like that, they won't be attracted. No, them not being attracted is not what, it's not because we're walking around in dhotis and tilak or not. It's because Yamaraj doesn't allow them to get attracted because they have no interest. It should be very, very clear. It's not that, oh no, if we change the books and we change what we do and we change everything, then everybody will be attracted. No, they still won't be attracted because Yamaraj won't let them be attracted. Why? Because they're too sinful. That's why you have to give up material desire. That's the whole point. Does that make sense? Yes, we do our best to try to find ways to catch their attention. But them being able to apply that attention in a positive way, progressive way in devotional service, that then means that they actually have the piety. So in other words, they come in contact with Krishna conscious and they don't like it. They're not pious enough. So that's why then you can say, oh, well, that's very hard, you know, but that's the point. That's why we go out and we do the festivals and the Harinams and the book distribution and kirtan and all these things, so that people will develop the agyata sukritis so now they can take it up. So we have to understand how the mission works, why it works. It's not an ascending process. It's not because I'm so materially qualified, that's why I took up devotional service. No, it's a matter of those who have the spiritual piety, they can take it up. And that's only gained by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, because they go around and they do. So if we come in contact and we easily take it up, then we know that we've already had so much before. Then I was just that little bit is left. You know, that one, seeing the devotees one time, hearing the Harinam once, taking prasad once, and then immediately they join. You know, they become attracted by this movement. Then we understand they have the agyata sukriti. It just needed that one more, just one more pakura, just one more samosa, just one more bowl of sweet rice. And then they've reached, you know, how you say, you know, that dynamic critical mass of agyata sukriti, where it can turn into shraddha. But if they come and, oh, they're this and they're that, and this one said this and that one said that, and this one did this, and no, I couldn't be attracted, then we think it's all about ourselves. That, yeah, I'm so qualified, I make the standards on what's spiritual like that, as if they have any idea. And so therefore then like that, that's why I didn't become attracted, you know, so it took so many more years and all that, and so difficult. And the devotees had done like this, I would have been attracted immediately. That's all hogwash. Just hogwash. It's nonsense. No, they weren't purified enough. And so therefore, by that time taking prasad, by other times seeing the devotees in Harinam, by these other things, then gradually you developed it. And then that's why that last, that one day that you came and then developed, you think it's, oh, because he dealt with me like this, that's why I came. No, it's because then it was enough. The volume was enough. It's by the grace of the Lord. All this thing, it's all about me, and I'm such a fabulous person. I was searching for the absolute, and that's why it happened. No, that you're searching, that's a good thing. But so many people are searching. They end up in some tent out in the middle of the forest with a bunch of other weirdos smoking marijuana. They were also looking, but they weren't actually serious. So we should understand that when Prabhupada says causeless mercy, it's exactly causeless mercy. It's not because, oh, yes, I was such a searcher, and that's why, and like that. Yes, that you're looking and all, but why are you looking? No one else is looking, so that means there's some agyata sukriti already there, but not enough. And so by coming around the devotees, then it goes, that's why you say, oh, this and that. Then there was a few years before, and then when I met the devotees again, then, you know, then the few conversations, and then they be joined. So they didn't have the agyata sukriti, but you see, next time they bumped into the devotees, years later, then, because they say, oh, I'm not interested. So Krishna, okay. Then you go on, and then you become frustrated again, and then Krishna, okay, so puts you in contact again. That time you get. So if that means that there, you went there, you went away for 2 years, and then the next time you met the devotees, after a week you joined, then if you had not gone away that first, you would have joined after that week. So that 2 years gap in between was you, not the devotees. It was you, not the movement. It was you, not the methodology and the, oh, all the Indian trappings and all that kind of stuff. It was just you. You are not pious enough. We have to get over this thing that I'm such, that, you know, as an individual, I'm so fabulous and I'm so this and I'm so that. We have to get over that and understand, no, it's simply by the grace of Krishna and the devotees that we came in contact, and by following the process of Sadhu Sangha, then we took up the process. Then we'll actually get somewhere. But as long as we think, no, no, I stayed away because, you know, they were like this and that. No, you stayed away because you were not pious enough. One may have objection to that, but yeah, if it's about material prestige, then yeah, you can do. That's why we have demigods, devotees that are into material prestige. And so, because they're devotees, they're responsible, they do a nice service for Krishna. And then going back to Godhead, that's a different thing. Purport to Sri Sri Gaura Nityananda Daya by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I would tend to, in that first translation, Nitai, it says Lord Nitai and Lord Gauranga, or Lord Nityananda and Lord Gauranga. You can say, oh, but in the song it says Nitai Gaura Chanda. That's because you have meter, you have to make it fit. You know, and then if you go down, Bajo Bajo Bai, Chaitanya Nitai, then why they didn't do Lord Chaitanya and Nitai? And it says Chaitanya, why do they put Lord Chaitanya? You know, I'm just be consistent. So put Lord, we don't say Lord Nitai. We always say Lord Nityananda.
Okay, Maharaj, I'll do that.
Yeah. Because the song is Sri Gaura Nityananda. So Nitai's name is full. In the name of the song, Nityananda's name is full. Lord Chaitanya's is given in the short, Gaura Nityananda. That we say. You know, or Nitai Gaura Chandra, we'll do that. But, you know, so that you don't just, oh, but it says like that. Don't do that. This is a song by Lochan Das Thakur. Pahu means Lord. And Dui Jana means two. Lochan Das Thakur declares that the two lords, Nitai Gaura Chandra, Lord Nitai and Lord Chaitanya, are very merciful. Okay, well, here Prabhupada sang Lord Nitai. Maybe that's what they're taking it from. No? Maybe they're taking it from the purport. Because generally, other than that, I've never seen it. Sorry? No? Because right here, Nitai Gaurachanda, Lord Nitai and Lord Chaitanya are very merciful. So Prabhupada used that in the first verse. So maybe that's why they translated it that way. They're very merciful. Parma Karuna. Shabha Avatar. Shada Shiromani, avatar means incarnation, and Shabha means all. They are the essence of all incarnations. The specific significance of these incarnations is that prosecuting their way of self-realization is simply joyful, kevala anandakanda. for they introduce chanting and dancing. There are many incarnations like Lord Rama and even Krishna who taught Bhagavad Gita, which requires knowledge and understanding. But Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda introduced a process that is simply joyful, simply chant and dance. Therefore, Lord Chandas requests everyone, Bhajo Bhajo Bhai Chaitanya Nitai, my dear brother, I request that you just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. Don't think that this chanting and dancing will not lead to the desired goal. It will. It is the assurance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one will get all perfection by this process. Therefore, one must chant with firm faith and conviction, Vishwasa Kori. But what is the process? The process is Vishaya Charya, Se Rasa Majya. One wants to be Krishna conscious by this process. One has to give up his engagement in sense gratification. That is the only restriction. If one gives up sense gratification, it is sure that he will reach the desired goal. Mukhe, mukhe bholo hari hari. One simply has to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, without any motive of sense gratification. So if you want to advance nicely, it means if you're chanting, even if you have material desire, the holy name is so powerful, you will become purified. But you'll become purified to the point where you see is that you want to chant without material motive. As long as there's material motive, then there's always going to be distraction from understanding the Dham and having that firm determination to understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Right? Because you're serving and all that, these things are nice, but at the same time, there's a material desire that there's something else that's wanted. So one's focus mainly will be on that other aspect, right? Well, you know, when it's kirtan, I may be absorbed in chanting. But when the kirtan's not there, there's a tendency I may be absorbed in those particular material desires that I have, right? So as long as that's there, it'll slow down the process. And when that's given up, that means even when you're not doing kirtan, you'll be thinking about the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. Right? So that's the whole idea, is that when you have that, and you should have that firm faith that if I do this, then by the Lord's grace, then I will get all perfection. So that Vishwasa Kori, if you have that faith, then you know that, yes, this chanting of the holy name, this is all that's required. That's why it says that, I say, Bhajo Bhajo Bhai Chaitanya Nitai, is that you don't think that it will not lead, that you need something else, a support of other things. No, this chanting is all that's required. Then everything else will fall in line with that. Because if you hear, you'll chant, right? You're hearing and chanting. Then you'll naturally, with time, you start to remember. Then you'll want to do some service. You'll offer prayers. You'll worship the deity. You know, one will, you know, that make that see oneself as a servant of the Lord. One will have that friendship of the Lord and try to preach. And then one will surrender fully to the Lord. So all these things will naturally come if the hearing and chanting are there. So the devotional process doesn't need the support of anything else. You know, and anything that is useful because of our conditioning, then the acharyas have given us some direction on how to connect this. Some, I mean, how much is useful, right? And then if you need more, then Prabhupada mentions those literatures that give more detail and more direction on how you get. You want to get into administration, then Manu Samhita then describes how the social structure works. What's the important points? What are not important points? And so then you see, Manu spends, out of 2,000 verses, then there are, I think it's two verses on technical skill. Right? That's 1,000. But, you know, when we talk, you know, the social structure, we're all talking about going out, getting material skills and knowledge and that, and the whole thing's all about that. But Manu only dedicated two verses to that concept. So, you know, then maybe we have something out of proportion. That's why you read. Half of it is about what is Brahminical culture? What's the Brahminical understanding? How you perfect your life? How you move up like that? Then we'll see, then a quarter is about how administration works. But that you're administrating Brahminical culture. And then the other three quarters will be on various situations that you have to consider that are, you know, standard or not standard, you know, and how to deal with all that and the non-standard things. How do you adjust with all these things, you know, and sometimes a little further details on things, and that's then how it goes. So it's not about the technical skills of the modern economic environment. That it just says you use your skills, you know, for those who are running the economic environment, you know, or running the administration or the brahminical environment. That's what it says. That's the important point. So we can't, we're putting the emphasis on those skills, then we're not the one that should be reading Manusamhita. As Prabhupada said, Manusamhita is just for leadership. So there, the details are there. But the important thing is that connection. How does it connect to Krishna? That's the important aspect. That's the opening statement. So that's then what Prabhupada and the Acharyas give us. That's what Bhagavatam gives us. And then where we need extra, you know, detail of tactical, technical knowledge or operational knowledge, that's then given in the Apara Vidya. And then Prabhupada will mention where you go for that. But you have to have the faith that all those things are there. I engage them, like Yudhishthira Maharaj. He's engaging the whole Manusamhita and the Dharma Shastras and everything in the Lord's service. But then when he's out in the forest, he's just doing, you know, it becomes much more simple. He doesn't need all that technical knowledge. He'll, where it's applicable, he uses it. Right? And then at the end, they just go off to the Himalayas just to absorb themselves in Krishna. So you have to know the essence. That you have to have the Vishwas in. That's the whole point. Then if that faith is there, then the whole thing goes very nicely. But if you think it's no, this all works because of these material arrangements, then you miss the point. Because anytime you see people get into really, you know, good material arrangements and it's all focused on the technique and this and everyone being professional, how long does it last? Where is it? Where is it consistent? Where are those individuals? So that just goes to show, no, it doesn't work like that. But at the same time, as if they have that same knowledge, but it's all absorbed in Krishna, that they're doing it, and the focus is on Krishna and that service, then you'll see is that then very nicely they use it, but it's not the main thing they talk about. They'll talk about Krishna. And where needed, they may bring up a point of technical organization. Right? So it's not about Manasamhita. It's about engaging the devotees in devotional service, but it shows what's the nature. Then you know how to engage everybody. What is, like, that's what we said, what is circumstance? That explains time, what is place, and what is circumstance, according to Krishna's laws, according to the inherent nature. That's Dharma. So that can be engaged in Krishna's service, but the chanting, that's the main thing. If you have chanting, whether you have all that detailed knowledge or not, you can still go back to Godhead. And if you have the detail, it just makes the arrangements here go more smoothly. That's all. Does that make sense? And you can say, yes, you know, just like we said before, you know, is that, you know, it's arranged nicely and all that. And because it was arranged nicely, therefore, then I took up devotional service. No, because it was arranged nicely, your conditioning got attracted. But it's because you associate with devotees and heard the holy name and took prasad and danced for the Lord. That's why you became a devotee. Had nothing to do with that. The place is managed fabulously. That attracted your attention. So we have to know why we're becoming a devotee. What makes us devotees and what simply attracts? Right? So that's the thing, is when we put the thing on, oh, it's about attracting them or they won't be attracted. The emphasis is just on that, but you're not giving the essence. You're not giving the substance of Krishna consciousness. Then, as Prahlad Maharaj says, you're just performing religious activities without Krishna, so it's a waste of time. Nice waste of time, pleasant waste of time, but a waste of time. So we have to know where, what is actually working, and have that faith in that essential point. That's Vishwas. Otherwise, if we think the material knowledge is what's actually making things work, then we don't understand Krishna and his universe it works because his desire. So material energy goes on so perfectly. So in other words, Krishna, the nature is so perfectly organized. What's not organized? Us, humans. And then to blame it on them that, oh, then they won't get attracted. You just see nature. No one likes nature. You know, no one likes the organization, how it so works so perfectly, how karma works so perfectly, how the modes work so perfectly. Then you know that, then you know. And just where's the mistake? It's in us. So to say, oh, his mistake is why I didn't become a devotee. No, your impurity is why you didn't become a devotee. Otherwise, why are you here? You're not here because you're such a fabulous devotee. That's why you came to the material world. Right? We have to always keep in mind, keep the balance. But what is the process? The process says, Vishaya Charya Se Rasa Majiya. One wants to be Krishna conscious by this process. One has to give up his engagement in sense gratification. That is the only restriction. When one gives up sense gratification, it is sure that he will reach the desired goal. Muke bolo hari hari. One simply has to chant Hare Krishna Hare Hare without any motive of sense gratification. Right? So you're chanting without the desire for sense gratification. You're just chanting to please the Lord. So in the beginning, you might be chanting for sense gratification, you know, but, you know, it's like, you know, that, okay, you know, only after this kirtan is finished after an hour and a half, then there'll be prasad, and only those at the kirtan get prasad. So I'm here. But the point is by being in that kirtan, you'll get purified, where after a while, you'll start to like the kirtan, you know, and like the prasad. So that's the point. You'll like chanting, dancing, and taking prasad. You like all three. You know, in the beginning, maybe only the taking prasad part. So that's why the restriction, that's why the yama and niyama is what you do, what you don't do. So you avoid what you shouldn't do, and then you do what you should do. Because the things that you avoid are the things that are not at all good for devotional service. And the things that are recommended, those are the ones that work very well for bringing you closer to Krishna. So that's why that's if you're taking up the process, then these things come into play. But the holy name, even without it, you'll still get benefit and you'll move forward. You know, until you get the Agyata Sukriti, that you can therefore take it up very nicely. Yes? No? Deko ore bhai tri bhuvane nai. Lochan Das Thakur says, my dear brother, you just try and examine this. Within the three worlds, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda, because their merciful qualities are so great that they make even birds and beasts cry. What to speak of human beings? Actually, when Lord Chaitanya passed through the forest known as Jarikanda, the tigers, elephants, snakes, deer, and all other animals joined him in chanting Hare Krishna. It is so nice that anyone can join. Even the animals can join. What to speak of human beings? Of course, it is not possible for ordinary men to induce animals to chant. But if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can inspire animals to chant, at least we can encourage human beings to adopt this path of Hare Krishna mantra chanting, right? We can at least take part in that. We may not be able to get the animals to chant, but we can at least try to get the people to chant. It is so nice that even the most stone-hearted man will be melted. Pashana means stone. It is so nice that even stone will melt, right? So the stone-hearted. So those who are not, if they just keep at it, they're in touch with the chit potency does the work. We simply try to be the servant of the servant. And so that this bhakti potency of the Lord can come down and touch whoever we come in contact with. Right? And then even they have a stone-like heart, it will be melted. Right? But Lochan Das Thakur regrets that he is entrapped by sense gratification. He addresses himself, my dear mind, you are entrapped in this sense gratification process, and you have no attraction for chanting Hare Krishna. Since you have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, what can I say? I can simply think of my misfortune. Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted by this movement. Right? You know, because he's also a great devotee, and so therefore then, one's interested in sense gratification, not in the Lord, and so therefore we don't get attracted. And so to that degree we're attracted, that we know, then we can see the heart has been purified. You know, we know the process works. That we have any seriousness at all, that's because the process works. Like that, the association, the devotees, the chanting, taking prasad, all these things work nicely. And so then we're able to appreciate. Yeah. No. So he's pointing out he's sad because he's feeling he has no attraction. And so then we can see for ourselves that we have to, you know, be serious to desire to serve nicely, to give up this up. Means we may not have given it up, but we should desire to give it up. And it's by Lord Nityananda's grace. It's not that, no, I'll make it happen. No, we make it happen by taking part in the process. What is our part in the process? We desire that it would happen, and we surrender to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. When we do that, Lord Nityananda being kind, because if you're serving Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya is none other than Radha and Krishna, then how do you serve him as Radha and Krishna if you have material desire? Right? Because where are you going to serve Radha Krishna? In Vrindavan. How are you going to understand Vrindavan? By giving up material desire. So therefore, by the grace of Lord Nityananda, if you're sincere in serving Lord Chaitanya, then material desire will go from the heart. You'll understand the Dham. Then by the instructions of the books of the Acharyas, headed by Rupa Goswami, then one will appreciate the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And then one will be able to be you know, that will be one's direction in life. Yeah, good.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Maharaj, sometimes like we are trying sincerely to work on not giving up the material desires and not work on impurities, and also sincerely aspiring for dynamic attraction to the process. But if it's still taking longer time, what do we understand and how do we continue?
Okay. Is there any way to turn off the Darth Vader filter?
Yes, Maharaj.
Do you get it? I get the, when it comes to me, I get the Darth Vader filter. You don't get it when he talks?
His video is not on, Maharaj.
Oh, now you have that filter. Oh, maybe it's just the internet. Okay, so the point is that it's a matter of consistency. That we're consistent in that we want to serve the Lord. These things are there, but so then we see is how, you know, they're not very important. They're not of great value. We try to give up our attachment for them, but it's by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, then that these things can happen. Does that make some sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so it's being consistent and just staying with that. That we have the desire once is good, but it should be as it becomes consistent to that degree, then Lord Nityananda. Because otherwise, if you have the desire now, you know, and then after a few hours you don't have, then you know, how much can you get rid of? Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah?
Yes, Maharaj. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We have to work on consistency.
Yes, we have to work on consistency. So in other words, that one has that desire and one sees the importance of it and sees the futility of material life, then that is a very good thing. So now it's just a matter of being consistent in that. And then slowly, slowly, gradually, it'll start to work. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Maharaj?
Yes.
Yeah. Can we say that when you speak about consistency, that there are qualities like enthusiasm, determination, patience, we are part of consistency?
Yes, they all come together. Because as you saw before when we were studying in Nectar Devotion, that all of these main qualities, then they always have other qualities that are connected with them.
Yes.
Right? Remember Rupa Goswami gave the 64... You know, I mean, when he was talking about, I think the Sanchari Bhavas, And then he said, well, some people will ask about this quality, that quality. And so he says, okay, you have this main quality. From this comes this, and from that comes this. And so they always have this natural progression. So then, you know, that's why Rupa Goswami says, Utsahan Nistaya Daryat, like that. And Prabhupada says that Utsahan or enthusiasm means endeavor with intelligence. So we're always using the intelligence to see this is what should be done and what's proper, rather than just the sentiment, I feel like it now, so I do, and I don't feel like it, I don't do. So in other words, when you feel like it, it's the recommended thing, and you're doing the activity because you want to, that's very good. But let's say there's a moment where you don't want to, that's when you have to use intelligence. So when it's always that you want to do these things nicely, you don't require the intelligence, that's spontaneous devotional service, right? But where, you know, on a regular basis, one needs to use the intelligence to engage yourself in an activity, then that's dividing. But that's the point, it's endeavor with intelligence. So that's why when it's not endeavoring with the intelligence, it's just out of the sentiment, but that sentiment isn't consistent. That's why then the point is to put an emphasis on the mind at that point will create whimsicality.
Yes.
Right? And so then one's trying to avoid being whimsical. You know, you want to be inspired. You want to do things that you are inspired by, but it should be the things that you want to be inspired in should come from the direction of the intelligence, because the intelligence is the closest thing to the super soul, right? You have the order, you have the mind, intelligence, and false ego, right? You have those three, you know, the minds and goodness, the intelligence and passion, the false ego and ignorance. That's where they've come from. But it's the intelligence that's where the consciousness comes in and the soul is. So the soul is connected to this. These ingredients may have developed like this. You know, you start off with one thing and it comes down and you get that way the 24 elements. You get the five Mahabhutas. From that, you get each of the Tanmatras. You get the sense like that and that. And then on the subtle platform, you have the mind, intelligence, false ego, how they've come. But the intelligence is what's connected to the consciousness. Because conscious means I'm aware, so I can tell what's the difference, what's this and that. So that becomes the important aspect. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so that's sometimes missed.
Yes.
We take it that the mind is control, but even in this hierarchy, then the mind is the latter one to come out. You know, and it did expand from goodness. But it's that because the point of the intelligence means that's where action happens. Mm. Right. So in other words, by ego, that's a situation. By the mind, that's an experience. By the intelligence, that's an action. So if we want to connect situation to experience, you have to use intelligence.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so you have to use intelligence. So that's why it says the intelligence is the closest thing to the super soul. Because that's where the consciousness and all that, that's the connection. So that's why things that the mind will choose are analyzed by the intelligence. Things that the mind wants to know about, it takes it from the memory of the intelligence and analyzes through intelligence. Then you have false ego, but the false ego is only choosing from options that the intelligence gives.
Yes.
Right? And if it's not using that, the false ego doesn't use options given by the intelligence, then basically on the material platform, we'll call that false ego. Right, which means false ego. Now, in other words, I identify as the self, which is already false, is further false because the body and mind you think you have is not what you actually have. Does that make sense? So it's already false ego because you're identifying with the gross and subtle body. And then if that's distorted, then it becomes even more. Yeah. So therefore, that's why intelligence, then you see what's, you know, you try to see as close as to what's proper as possible. And how do you see that? Not by the mind and just choosing what it likes, but by what's the standard, right? By God's laws, right? By Krishna's laws, that then the, and those laws are affected by the modes of nature. So we say it laws of nature because they have to take it out, you know, make it happen by the modes. But it's actually Krishna's laws that they're affecting. Mm-hmm. Right? So Krishna in the beginning, that mentions that in Manu, that he gives the inherent nature of everything in the beginning. So in the primary creation, the inherent nature has already been established. You know, so then people talk about this or don't, then yeah.
Maharaj, if we don't feel we are very intelligent, we need the association of intelligent devotee.
Yes, yes. But even if we feel we're intelligent, we want to be associated with intelligent devotees. That's what we saw before. Our Lord Narottam Das Thakur, having said all these things, then he's saying he's always wanting the association of Ramachandra.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Because Ramachandra, then he is able to, you know, he feels inspired in that association in service to Krishna. So that's the principle that's working there. Right.
Yes, Maharaj.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So we're all okay. We're all happy. So now going into study guide part two, Prarthana by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Okay, Srila Prabhupada on Prarthana. So read Narottam Das Thakur's Prarthana, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Prarthana. They are very, very valuable for advancement of spiritual understanding, especially Narottam Das Thakur's Prarthana. So by reading them, by understanding them, we can understand Krishna very easily. Otherwise, it is very, very difficult to understand Krishna. Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Dedication by the English translator, Ishwara Das. This book is dedicated to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who revealed the treasure house of love of God to the Western world. Without him and his mercy, the precious gift of Krishna Dhana, Krishna Prema Dhana, the wealth of divine love of Krishna would be forever unknown to the Western world. Forward by Mahanidhi Swami. Prarthana and Prem Bhakti Chandrika, the two most prominent works of Narottam Das Thakur, are in reality the outpourings of a pure heart crying in separation from Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Radha Govinda. The bhajans in these books are full of humility, eagerness, and anxiety for devotional perfection. Singing these songs causes the mind to reflect the mood of pure devotion and the heart to feel intense separation from Radha and Krishna. Prarthana by Srila Thakur Mahashai, as Narottam Das Thakur was later known, contains many Bengali bhajans glorifying Sri Gauranga, Sri Guru Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and Radha Govinda. His songs are rich blends of sweet music and profound poetry. They represent the pure spiritual motions of an inspiring sadhaka and the ecstasy-filled rasa bhavas of a saintly siddha saint or a perfectly realized prema bhakta, right? Bhakta. Because you see, as they'll start off, like we saw before in some way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they'll start off where they are, you know, presenting themselves as like us, fallen conditioned souls, and then taking the songs, because they generally go in groups, up to the point of how that particular mood comes up to the point of perfection in devotional service. So that way, so many nice moods are there, but on the lower end, then they're going to be, you know, we're going to tend to be materially absorbed, but then you bring them up to the higher end, and then you're absorbed in Krishna. So in whatever one's position, that position can be useful to get to Krishna. You just have to accept the process as given by the acharyas and reject those things that are unfavorable for the process to work. So then we see is that that's why it says represent this pure spiritual most aspiring sadhaka and the ecstasy filled rasa bhavas of a siddha saint. Right? They both go. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to tell his disciples that to attain the perfection of life, they must know, practice, and realize the teachings contained within these three books. Prarthana, Prem Bhakti Chandra, and Upadeshamrita. With its transliterated Bengali and accurate translations, this present edition of Prarthana is a most pleasing addition to the ever-expanding ocean of nectar. now available to sincere souls seeking the essence of life, Krishna prema. We sincerely hope that all humble Vaishnavas will dive into this ocean and float happily in waves of bliss. Joy. So to everyone diving and surfacing in the waves of, in the ocean of transcendental bliss. Joy. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.